Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX. It's time to join in the 94KX virtual Easter egg hunt. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're caller number 7, you'll get to pick an egg from our basket to be an instant winner. And you'll be qualified for the grand prize. Call now to win with 94KX.
We have another winner.
Caller 7 is standing by right now.
Yes.
Yeah, who's
Thank
this?
You.
You're welcome.
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Okay, I got a pink egg and a green egg. And like, I guess the girl should get the pink one, so I should give it to Laura. You want the green?
I want the green.
You take the green egg, I'll take the pink egg. And Andrea, which one do you want us to crack open?
The green one.
Okay.
That's my favorite color, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Looks like you got yourself some Nickel Plate, right?
That's right. A gift certificate to the Nickel Plate Bar and Grill out in my direction in Elysburg, one of our favorite watering holes. Andrea, congratulations. You're qualified.
Tom and Laura in the morning. I get out of bed. You need music and a little something to make you laugh.
I love that it's always upbeat. They're always having a lot of fun. It's having a lot of fun.
94.1. 94.1. WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
All right. Yesterday we revealed that we don't like April Fool's Day. We don't feel it necessary. All
nope.
Those pranks and all that stuff.
Nope.
So you knew today's news was going to be loaded with pranks gone wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, what is wrong with people?
You just have to be careful what you're doing, because there's one thing to put cellophane around a toilet and kind of like giggle a little bit.
Yeah.
But then it's quite another to do something illegal that then winds you up in jail.
And the list is about as long as my arm this morning, including a mom who called her daughter and told her that she had been shot.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
No,
it's not even a prank. And the daughter called 911.
Of course.
Her mom's house got surrounded with fire engines and police cars and ambulances. Oh, I was just playing a joke on my daughter. What is wrong with you, Mom?
Yeah, no, particularly I feel like after the year that we've had that's been full of a little bit of stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Please be kind.
Be kind. Let's not do those things.
Another story that had started developing a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got revealed yesterday. It wasn't supposed to be a prank, but there was this big rumor going around that Michael Strahan was having the gap in his teeth fixed.
I kind of like the gap.
Yeah, everybody likes it. So
it's like Madonna's gap.
Yeah.
Like, you leave it.
David Letterman's gap.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like Strahan had finally had enough, and maybe it was a coincidence that it was April Fool's Day, but yesterday he said no.
Do what makes you happy, because I did. And I am happy that I did it. So I just wanted to say, April Fools. Oh, man. But yeah, it's here to stay. Not going anywhere anytime soon. So April Fools, everybody. I had a good time. I actually feel bad. I feel really bad about actually not closing it after everything.
No, it doesn't feel bad.
The gap is here. The gap is not going anywhere.
The gap is here to stay.
My mama likes it, so there you go.
There you go. So did he actually start the original rumor a couple weeks ago?
I think he probably did.
That he wasn't on TV because he was having major dental work done and the gap was
going to... Way to play the long game.
The long game, yes. And then on April Fool's Day, the gap
is here to stay.
News is next to check on sports and AccuWeather.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX. You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, Thomas, let's go to church this morning. It's Good Friday after all.
I said,
all right, Thomas, let's go to church this morning.
Okay.
It's Good Friday after all.
All right, and let's do it.
Just love the church. It's a warm and caring church.
I mean, your closet must be pretty big to hold all those hats and all those jackets.
Yes, I have them in three closets. So
three closets.
And they're all packed to the brim.
That is the voice of Laverne Wimberly, 82 years old, who slays every Sunday dressed head to toe to perfection for her church's Zoom.
So she gets all dressed up in her Sunday best
Google
for
it.
A Zoom church?
Google it. She is fabulous.
Wow.
Absolutely fabulous. It will make you smile on this Good Friday morning, I promise. Laverne Wemberly, 82-year-old woman who dresses to impress for her church's Zoom.
That's good stuff. It's cute, too.
It is. It's super adorable. Up next, oh my goodness, a little girl right here in our home state, Pennsylvania, was unfortunately choking on a chicken nugget. Her 8-year-old brother was right there next to her, saved her life.
It made me feel scared. I thought she was going to die, but then the scene came into my mind. I told my dad to pull over, then I started to pat her back.
Her face was bright purple and red. She wasn't really breathing, and Jackson sprung into action before I even opened the door.
I feel like a hero so much.
That's something, a little kid saying, Dad, pull over, I can save her.
Well, do you know how he knew?
How would he know?
A TV show on Nickelodeon. He saw John Cena do it on The Substitute, which is actually a prank show, but he learned how to do the Heimlich maneuver and saved his sister's life.
That's better than good news on a Good Friday. That's great news.
Up next, some kids in Wilmington, Delaware, challenged a cop to a game of basketball. Well, he schooled them.
Ooh.
This one, Cam. Oh, that's Kurt. Ooh.
His charisma, his just natural joyness about him. I just loved him. I said, no, I have to follow up. I have to meet this young man. And what a better way to buy him some Curry sneakers since he was calling all my shots, Steph Curry.
He's nice. He liked playing basketball with me.
I thought it was so beautiful to see the reaction on my son's face. Oh, my God, Mom. He was like Curry.
They cool and they made me love.
It's one thing to be called Steph Curry, but to get the shoes, that's cool.
Right, and that's exactly what that cop did. He went out and purchased the shoes for all of the kids that he schooled in basketball that day on the playground.
Not just that one kid.
Nope, but the whole troop of them, Steph Curry shoes. That's cool, and we love them.
That's an amazing story. Congratulations to that police officer from Delaware. Also, that's good news.
That's great news, and what a wonderful thing to do and make everyone see that cops are good guys after all.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
So do we get our last qualifier?
We do. Okay. We have Mindy on the line from New Berlin.
Hey, Mindy, you're qualified. I'm trusting you're older than 21.
Absolutely. Just by a few years.
All right, Mindy, you're qualified right now to be with us tomorrow as Tom and Laura VIPs, but we'll let you know later on this morning, all right?
All right, thank you.
And thanks to the Nickel Plate and everybody who's making this big party possible.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so much fun. Fingers crossed. The weather looks great. Knoebels Three Ponds Golf Course, first annual kegs and eggs and adult Easter egg hunt. Thank you to the Rusty Rail Brewing Company, Civil War Cider, and, of course, our friends at the Nickel Plate. What up, Mattson?
What up, Mattson? You mentioned the weather. Yes, sunny. And we'll check that forecast coming up. Sunny in the 50s tomorrow. We can handle that.
We can absolutely handle that. I might need a hat. I might need a warmer coat.
There we go. Maybe a little zip up.
Yeah,
needed for tomorrow's adult Easter egg hunt. New sports and AccuWeather coming up next.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, that's a song about Paul McCartney's dog in a Flashback Friday. He mentions Major. If you listen in that song.
Oh, yeah.
You think it was kind of a forecast of the future that a dog named Major would be in the White House?
The first dog. Poor Major. He's getting into trouble.
And he would like, bit!
No.
Bit!
I got bit once again by a dog named Major.
Oh, no.
This is cool.
Last time I took him to be under White House law.
He's being naughty.
You can... What?
I was bit. Standing just inside the
Murphy, you would never do that, right? No.
Bits!
No.
Bits!
Poor Major. He's just having trouble adjusting to all of the pressure of being at the White House. We need to leave him alone.
All right.
Poor Major.
But he is biting people and he's pooping on the rug, too.
It's a difficult adjustment. Could you imagine the pressure of being the first dog?
Okay. I know we've had a lot of dogs in the White House in the past. Some of them were sitting behind the desk.
There's the first lady. There's first dog. There's like grandkids. I mean, there's a whole family now in the White House. But I'm just saying, like leave him alone. Poor boy.
All right.
Murphy, do you send your condolences to Major Murph?
Quarantunes. Guys, not a good song this time. I liked it, but Laura, the animal lover.
No. I prefer Paul McCartney's Jet.
Okay. More Flashback Friday. On the way. Stay with us.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX. Mike Anderson, thank you so much for that really cool request. Tom, Mike texted in on the 94KX Facebook page this morning. He wanted to hear Be Good by Yourself, Be Good to Yourself by Journey. He said, I can remember my best friend and I riding our bikes to Ames to purchase Raised on Radio on cassette when we were 13.
Wow. And it doesn't matter what Ames, because they're all closed.
Right?
But Sunbury, Shamokin, Lewisburg, whatever. Riding your bikes to Ames to buy Raised on Radio, vinyl or cassette, what do you think he was liking?
Oh, see, I think probably cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could play it in your Walkman. And ride your bike with your Walkman in your back pocket.
Right.
And your little
earplugs. I had a Walkman.
There it is.
I had actual, like, a headset, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a metal headband over a top. But then I had a Discman, and it was anti-skip once it went to CDs.
Yeah, because the first Walkman with discs was just a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You'd bounce off the curb in your Stingray bike, and your CD would go...
Or else you had it, like, sitting next to the gear shift in your car, and you, like, kind of... You, like, held it up, which was super dangerous, because you didn't want it to skip while you were driving.
Kind of like people hold up their Big Macs now while they're driving. Yeah,
yeah.
Same thing. Anyway, Raised on Radio was a great album. There was so much good music on there. Thank you, Mike. Journey. Birthday time, musical birthdays, only two real quick ones. Jesse Carmichael is 42 today. Well, who is he? Well, he's the keyboard player from Maroon 5. Does anybody know any of the names of those guys in Maroon 5?
I do not.
No. So happy birthday to Jesse. And you might not recognize this name. Karen Woodward from Bananarama is 60 years old today.
Bananarama.
Talk about Flashback Friday.
You could play some Bananarama on a Flashback Friday.
Like a cruel summer or something. Yeah.
It's a cruel. Oh, no, wait. It's
the birthday buddies.
Every morning on your radio.
Okay. I like it. It is time. You know the music for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
That would be the local celebs. Happy birthday to April Herb. She's 45 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Ariana Stahl, turns 39 today.
Bonnie Page from Middleburg is 34.
Brian Nevis from Danville turns 54.
Happy birthday to Christine Oakes, 53.
Christopher Bauer turns 29.
Connie Johnson is 61 today.
A very happy birthday to Connie Taylor from Meadowview, 52 today.
Danielle Fritz, Lordy, she's 40. Happy birthday.
Douglas Ero turns 65.
Hey, Maddie Reed is 24 today. Happy birthday.
A very happy birthday to Jen Sarvis from Danville, 37.
Nedra Templar from Shamokin is 62 today.
Kimberly Munson from Turbotville turns 50.
Down the list, Sean Cooper, I missed Ray. You can get him. Sean Cooper from Northumberland, 49 today.
Ray Bardole from Lewisburg turns 54.
And happy birthday to Suzanne Clues. She's 54 today.
A very happy birthday to Matt Wise from Sealands Grove, 39, and Sean Cooper from Northumberland, 49 today.
There you go. I'm looking at the text club, and there is no birthdays there today, just Flashback Friday requests.
Double checking the 94KX Facebook page. Nope, we got nothing.
Everybody's got a birthday, though.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330. Call us up on the Ford Fun Line or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
There's that birthday girl, as promised when we did Birthday Buddies. Karen Woodward of Bananarama is 60 years old today. Laura, remember Cuppo Noodles?
I do remember Cuppo Noodles.
I mean, it was a staple in college life, wasn't it? I mean, you had to eat your cup of noodles when you were studying.
I really appreciated ramen.
Yeah, those ramen things.
Yeah,
Ten for a buck or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they were like less than a penny, I swear to God.
Yeah, so
cheap.
If you had more than a penny, you went Cuppo Noodles. And that's our Flashback Friday audio today.
Cuppo Noodles. So good and easy. Just add hot water, wait 3 minutes, and you've got it made.
Mm.
Right in its own cup. Lots of tasty noodles, plus vegetables and seasoning in a rich, hearty
sodium. Yum.
Delicious sodium. That's an actual ad from the late 70s when Cup O Noodles came out. They changed their name later to Cup Noodles.
They did?
And they realized, why did we do that?
Wait, recently?
It's kind of like Coke and the new Coke, and then, no, that didn't work out. Let's go to Classic Coke.
Classic Coke?
Yeah. So they went to Cup Noodles, and yeah, recently they changed back to Delicious.
I was totally unaware that they took away the O. Seriously, had no clue.
Don't take away the O.
Don't take Cup O Noodles.
Today's Flashback Friday audio.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX. Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
All right, so we got two movies opening in theaters this weekend. One is The Unholy, in which a hearing-impaired girl is visited by the Virgin Mary and can suddenly hear, speak, and heal the sick as people flock to witness her miracles. Terrifying events unfold. Are they the work of the Virgin Mary or something more sinister? Sounds creepy.
Sounds scary. Did that have to happen this weekend?
Yeah, I know. They released it on Good Friday. Kind of weird.
Yeah,
very weird. As a former Catholic, that still falls on me. Of course, the other movie that's opening is Godzilla vs. Kong, which I'm going to review for you right now. In the tradition of Freddy vs. Jason, Alien vs. Predator, and Batman vs. Superman, two pop culture titans clash in Godzilla vs. Kong. Actually, it's not entirely fair to compare this movie to those other ones, because unlike them, it's pretty good. Describing the plot is going to make me sound like a lunatic, but here goes. Godzilla has been on a rampage again, so the military gets the bright idea to remove Kong from his containment center to stop him. In order to do that, Kong first has to lead a team of scientists and soldiers into a hidden world in the center of the Earth so they can obtain a powerful energy source. Meanwhile, a teenage girl and a podcaster break into a high-tech corporation to see if they're hiding a Godzilla-related secret. See, I told you it would sound nuts.
Yeah, it's deep.
Yeah, definitely. The important thing is that all this nonsense allows Godzilla and King Kong to fight. There are a couple minor brawls during the first two acts, followed by a nearly 20-minute no-holds-barred battle at the end. There's also an awesome little plot twist that will please fans of the classic Godzilla films. The human characters may be dull, and the plot may be nonsensical, but the visual effects are outstanding, the movie has a sense of humor about itself, and the fight scenes deliver exactly what you want. Godzilla vs. Kong is pure fun. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Mothras.
Mothras.
One of the more memorable.
Yes. Godzilla films. I remember Mothra.
Did you say it starts out with a few minor brawls? Those two words together, I don't know.
I know. Well, you know, they kind of save the big stuff, the fireworks for the end. There's a couple scenes, you know, where they fight a little bit, but then at the end, there's this neon-lit city, and they just destroy it.
As they should. As they should.
The heck out of each other, so.
Yeah. So you actually like this?
I enjoyed it, yeah. I really did.
See, this goes into that category right along with Fast and the Furious for me. All you're expecting to see is like two huge monsters duke it out. Okay. And with CGI and all, I bet it's fun.
It is.
And what actually tripped Godzilla to begin with? Too much sugar in his diet? Like,
In this movie or originally?
No, in this movie.
In this movie. Oh, boy, to tell you would be kind of a spoiler.
No, don't do it. No spoilers.
Okay, don't. Keep those on the couch. We don't want a spoiler.
I feel like probably King Kong was treading on his turf.
But he was locked up or something.
It has to do with the corporation. Oh. I think I can say that, and that's not a spoiler.
Okay, all right.
They sort of introduced that idea pretty quickly, so.
All right. Sounds good. Enjoy the movies this weekend, Mike.
Yes, thanks.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
My goodness. There was one In Excess song where they invited a singer named Jimmy Barnes, Scottish-born Australian singer Jimmy Barnes, who is friends with Michael Hutchence. And I haven't heard that song in like 30 years.
Quality request coming out of Elysburg.
Coming out of the Nickel Plate.
Which is where you and I will be hanging out tomorrow evening.
That's right. Tomorrow is our adult Easter egg hunt, if you want to call it that. Kegs and eggs. It's sold out. You can't go. But we had one little fun pack left.
Oh, my goodness. A big thank you to the Knoebels Three Ponds crew for hooking us up with a friendly four pack. And it is just about time to pick our winner.
And you said you're going to do the eeny, meeny, miny, mo
method? I did. I used the classic eeny, meeny, miny, mo method out of our five qualifiers, Trisha, Dottie, Greta, Renee, and Mindy. And if we could have a drum roll, please.
Boom, 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 boom. I wish we had a real drum roll.
I know. Trisha Snyder!
Tricia Snyder. Congratulations, you're our winner.
Yay.
You can call if you want.
Yes, please. Tricia, if you're listening this morning, you have yourself four tickets into Kegs and Eggs, which is tomorrow. Starts at 5 p.m. at Knoebel's Three Ponds Golf Course and Nickel Plate Bar and Grill. Bring your ID and three buddies, but give us a call on the Ford Fun Line if you're listening. 1-800-326-94KX. Thank you for listening. Congrats.
There you go.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Our friend Joel in the text club saying, hey, it's Friday. Good morning, Tom and Laura. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday. Let's do some Humpty Dance by the Digital Underground. There you have it, Joel. Thanks for the text on Flashback Friday. We've had a guest in the studio since early this morning.
Indeed we have.
We've talked about him on the radio before. And it's Keitho, your husband.
It is. Keitho Rama in the house. Here's the truth. Keitho got a new job. And mm-hmm. we're very proud and very excited.
Okay.
But that means no more company car.
So we had a walk here?
No.
Oh,
we
you
came together
here?
And then luckily I'm going to just borrow a station vehicle. I'm going to rock the KXUV for about a week until we wait for his new car.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So Keith has been patient. Murph has been hanging with mm-hmm. him. But I feel like this would be the segment of the show where we do Tom and Laura's top 10.
Yeah, but I feel like
he should be part
I
of the show.
I feel like Keith should be part of the show.
Yeah. Like, people know Tom, people know Laura, but they only know Keith from what you say.
But they've heard me talk about him so much.
Okay, so maybe we should do the top 10 things you don't know about Keith?
What do you think?
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Okay.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
All right, the top 10. Wait, it's almost like we need some theme music, too. I don't know. Oh, yeah, this will do.
Oh, I like it. All right.
That's
okay,
nice.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from number 1 to 10, here are the top things you don't know about Laura's husband, Keitho.
Keitho.
This is fun. All right, number 1, I have 5 tattoos.
Oh, do you have to?
I don't. I won't. We'll show them later. But yeah, we're on air. So. Number 2.
Although, no, we can't show all of them. No,
okay,
no, we're not doing that.
Number 2. I'll just keep moving on the list.
Okay.
Number 2. Although I'll be 40 this year, I have never been in a fight.
Are you kidding me?
I've never in my life even been in a shoving match, so.
Wow, at 39 and three quarters or whatever,
Give or take, yeah, we'll count it. Yeah.
Okay, number 3.
I am deathly afraid of heights, and on occasion, actually Laura doesn't even know this, I will sometimes walk backwards up the basement stairs when I turn the light off so that no monsters can attack me.
Yeah, but I do that too.
Really?
Like, I sprint to the top because you never know what's creeping down there.
Keitho, no offense or anything, but how could you be afraid of heights? You're about 7 feet tall.
It's I don't know, it's a weird thing. It doesn't make sense, but it just is what it is.
Next!
My favorite song of all time is Gene Kelly's version of Singing in the Rain.
Wow.
That was our wedding song.
That's very cool. Yeah, okay.
All right, one time I was scuba diving in the Outer Banks and I touched a sea turtle. Yeah, pretty cool.
Appropriately or inappropriately?
No, it was consensual.
Okay.
He nodded. I said, all right.
Okay.
I just touched his shell. It was
and
fun.
Then he swam away.
Then
did he wave goodbye?
We made it.
Okay, he gave you like a little.
I once spent a weekend with a woman in the Outer Banks, and at the end of that, she just swam
that
away.
That is not a story for now.
I bet she nodded thank you. And then she did.
Very good.
Oh,
what's next?
Number 6. My favorite TV show that I am embarrassed about is Gossip Girl.
You do not watch Gossip Girl.
I've
watched every single Gossip Girl episode.
Wow.
We watched it together, like, live, and then rewatched it.
Tom, you see me right now?
Yeah.
Blake Lively.
Yeah. Right. What do you got next?
Number 7. One time, I was held at gunpoint by the Dominican Republic military.
I was sitting next to him, and they told him to put his hand down in the car.
So some of your vacations didn't quite work out.
We went off property. We were there at a resort. And
we make memories.
Okay.
Yeah,
next up.
I have been sworn in. My favorite movie of all time is The Goonies.
Okay.
Sean Astin played Mikey, one of the main characters.
Right.
I met him at Bucknell University, and he swore me in as an official Goonie, which is a
that's
personal...
quite an honor for Flashback Friday.
No, seriously, like, that's he like, honor. Touched him, dubbed him, and now we have a Goonies poster signed by him and Steven Spielberg hanging in our office.
And that touching was also consensual.
It was consensual. Okay. It was very...
All touching in the good household is always consensual.
Okay. And number nine?
Number nine is that I tried to come up with 10 facts about me, and I only came up with 8.
There it is! Today's Tom and Laura's top 10, or top 8.
With Keith O on the radio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Requested in the text club, CCR's fortunate son, wishing us also a happy and blessed Easter. Well, thank you. That's nice of you.
Thank you so much.
A little bit of CCR in there, too.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, we are fortunate, so I guess that's the idea of that request. I don't know. All right, it's that time. And I feel so bad that when we found out who our Kegs and Eggs winner was for tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
you said drum roll, please, and I was like,
I know.
Spitting all over the
Did mic. You find a drum roll for us?
Yes. Perfect. It's time now.
Use your best announcer voice, Tom. Now give it to me.
Oh, okay.
Come on now.
It's time now. To find out who the winner is in the 94KX virtual Easter egg hunt.
And that was also sponsored by Oberdorf Carpet, Wine, and Floor. Don't forget Susquehanna Valley Limousine, the Nickel Plate Bar and Grill, Tobias Wildlife Game Park, also our friends at Knoebels.
And the winner is...
Wait for it.
Are we going to get a rim shot, or is this
two tickets? Two tickets to anywhere in the continental United States.
This is exciting.
The one... The only, can we say it?
Greg Bonshock!
Woo!
Congratulations, Greg Bonshock. You are the winner. You're going anywhere you want in this country, and you'll get a limo ride to and from the airport from Susquehanna Valley Limousine.
Greg, if you are listening this morning, please give us a call on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. A big thank you to everyone who participated and qualified on all three of our FM stations here at Sunbury Broadcasting Media Partners. That would be 100.9 The Valley, Eagle 107, and of course, us here at 94KX.
I guess we had to wrap up the show with a little 70s disco, I guess.
I was digging that song. That was super fun.
The Silvers and Hotline, if you didn't figure out the title of the song. Chad Evans on the way next. If you really like Flashback Friday, you'll like the Wayback Lunch. That happens at 12 noon. Mark Stevens this afternoon. And
our
Sam
girl,
Tyler.
Our girl, Sam Tyler, this evening.
On a Friday night. We're going to have fun tomorrow, so
we
I'll see
are
you tomorrow.
A beautiful Easter weekend on the way. Today, mm-hmm. Good Friday. Tomorrow, a Saturday, Holy Saturday, but then also Kegs and Eggs.
Yeah.
Sunday, Easter Sunday. I hope everyone has a wonderful Easter.
What are you doing for Easter? You just doing a family thing?
Well,
a small
so
kind of thing?
It's springtime, right? So I've been trying mm-hmm. to like keep it tight, okay. Eating some more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
And I don't know. The diet's going okay.
You're not going to have a big salty ham, Angela?
No. So this morning for breakfast, you saw every morning.
Yeah.
I had eggs for breakfast.
Okay.
So but they weren't scrambled today.
Oh, okay.
They were Cadbury.
Is that today's thought for the day?
How's the diet
Are
going?
Are you going to post that up?
How's the diet going, she asked. Not good. I had eggs for breakfast. Scrambled? No. Cadbury.
Have a good day, everybody. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Bye, guys.